from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The plight of a seven-year-old schoolgirl faced with being sent to live in a Jamaican orphanage. A diplomatic row in Havana over the opening of a pouch sent from the United States. And the dismantling of tariffs on rum is approved in Brussels. I'm Carol Orr and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Britain, a seven-year-old girl is soon to be separated from her father and sent to a children's home in Jamaica. Gilroy Forrester's bid to be allowed to keep his daughter in Britain is being backed by the Guyanese-born British MP Bernie Grant. Whitney Forrester is due to be deported to Jamaica on Wednesday. Solicitors for the family say they're planning to call for a judicial review of the decision. The family held a press conference in London. Yvette Rowe was there.
I am the grandmother of Whitney, and it is really disgusting to send her back to Jamaica because there's no one.
Whitney Forrester's grandmother, Violet, makes an emotional plea for the child to stay in Britain. Whitney and her father and other members of the family were at the press conference to outline why they feel the seven-year-old should not be deported on Wednesday. Most of what's going on is difficult for the seven-year-old to grasp, although she is clear on wanting to be with her family. Whitney's mother in Jamaica left her with an aunt and did not come back for her. In October, Whitney was sent to England to see her father. While she was here, her aunt told her father she would no longer be able to care for Whitney. Mr. Forrester then applied to the Home Office to be allowed to keep Whitney with him. This week, permission was denied.